This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 8. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. It says there, "Now, do you think I am trying to make people accept me? No, God is the one I am trying to please. Am I trying to please people? If I wanted to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." End of quote. Every day we face a choice. Simple as it sounds, it is a hard choice. Who are you trying to please with your life? Are you trying to please people or God? Try to make people accept you, or are you trying to get the acceptance of God? The enemies of the Apostle Paul has accused him by saying he is a pleaser of people and tries to get the acceptance of people. However, when you read his epistles, do you understand him as a people pleaser or a God pleaser? You see, he faithfully proclaimed the pure and true gospel that is entrusted to him. He preached and wrote Jesus as the only way to God, and there is no other way. Jesus himself stated the truth of the gospel when he said, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." End of quote. John 14:6. Apostle Peter, who was with the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry, declared this to the rulers and elders of the people. And he said, "Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." End of quote. Acts chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Apostle John wrote this as the last verse of his book in the Gospel of John chapter 20, verse 31. He wrote, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." End of quote. Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 3:22-25, "God's salvation or God's righteousness is given to people freely by their faith in Christ Jesus. Because all people everywhere have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Listen to what he wrote. It says the righteousness, means the God's righteousness or salvation, is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. End of quote. You see, the background of our insight today is standing for the truth of the gospel of God. Even though his enemies accused Paul as seeking acceptance from people, the truth is this: when it comes to the gospel of God, he was not a man pleaser, or he did not seek approval from people. Paul faithfully proclaimed the gospel. In contrast, his enemies were the people pleasers, because they wanted the approval of people by accepting the multi-way salvation theory invented by humans. God has only one way to reach to him for his salvation, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. That is the person and work of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. You see, there are no several ways, or there are no multi-ways to God. Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 to 6, it says, "This is good and pleases God our Savior, who want all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles." End of quote. This is what Apostle Paul wrote. You see, God wants all people to be saved by coming to the knowledge of the truth. And what is the truth? The truth that he wished to acknowledge is there is one God, and one mediator between God and mankind, Christ Jesus. Because Jesus is the only one who gave himself as a ransom for all people everywhere by shedding his divine blood for the atonement of people's sin. Beloved, are you people's pleaser or a God pleaser? Are you for the acceptance of people or for the acceptance of God? You see, you cannot expect both. Either you would please God or you would please people. If you want to please God and want to get the acceptance of God, then faithfully acknowledge and preach the truth God revealed for our salvation and eternal life. Our today's insight also says, if I wanted to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. You see, you cannot please people and continue living as a servant of Christ. When it comes to the good news of the gospel, you cannot be vague. It is crystal clear no one else can save people because there is no other name given from heaven and God for man's salvation, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. I hope you would not waste your time in this life trying to please people and looking for the clapping of their hands. Live to please God and enjoy His divine acceptance. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I don't want to please people, I want to please you. I want to get the acceptance from you. I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins. I know He died, buried, and rose again for the forgiveness of my sins. I accept Him as my Savior. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.